And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Luke Connell, head coach of the Sand Hills Valley Mavericks, the sports co-op between Stapleton and McPherson County. Coach, I know tough loss for you on the road at Bridgeport in a high-scoring game. So I guess my first question is, how have the kids rebounded for you mentally and emotionally? Have you been happy with the response this week in practice?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, actually. You know, we really felt like in the second half of that game, we were down 42-14 at half. And so we came back and actually outscored them by a couple touchdowns in the second half. And so I think that was a building block. Obviously, we wish we would have got off the bus a little bit better and wouldn't have been in that situation. But coming in, I think there's a pretty good focus this week. And, you know, we're looking forward to another opportunity to play.
We're 3 weeks into the season now. What area of your team have you seen the most improvement in from fall camp?
I've really seen our offensive line has gotten a lot better this year, and it's been a blessing. Leighton will tell you he's not running for his life quite as much. So that's pretty exciting for him, and so that's really been allowing us to expand our offense just a little bit. And then, you know, I'd say probably just the line on both sides is actually probably an improvement.
Coach, I'd like for you to talk a little bit about your senior class. I know some of these kids saw quite a bit of time, I think, in some cases as underclassmen. Can you just talk about their growth as players and also as leaders as now they're seniors?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty unique for an eight-man team to have 11 seniors. Like you said, some of these kids have been playing a lot of football. Kaysen Johnson's been starting since a sophomore. Leighton's been starting since a sophomore year. Colt Miller's been a big player since his sophomore year, so a lot of experience there. But we had a pretty good group of kids that graduated 2 years ago. So it wasn't until last year that most of these kids got that opportunity to show what they could do. And obviously, last year was a tough year for us. But I think a lot of that was that growth that you go from playing JV or backup roles into a starting role. This year, what we're seeing is a lot more accountability from them kids. And like you talk about leadership, we have tremendous leadership. It's almost impossible to pick four captains with a group of kids that we have. So we're really pleased with that.
Coach, just looking at the statistics through three games, looks like you've been good and balanced offensively with the run and the pass. Was that kind of the goal coming into the season? And have you been pleased with the way your offense has been able to move it through the air and on the ground?
Yeah, I think every coach would love to have a balanced offense. We're fortunate enough to have that. I think it just makes it much more challenging on the defensive side of the ball to try to figure out how to stop it. You know, it's always going to start and stop with the ground game, so we have to get that established. And I think our line, and then, you know, BJ and Kaysen running the ball, and even Leighton running the ball this year, it's been a pleasant surprise. So I'm happy with our running game. Wouldn't mind seeing our passing game, or our air raid, if you want to call it that, go a little bit better. The first week was kind of weak, but then I thought this last week when we needed yards, we went to the air and we were able to find them. And I think some of that's just a timing deal and just getting to a rhythm, and hopefully we can carry that rhythm on into this week.
So for this week, Coach, what has been the main focus in practice for you and your team?
You know, they've got a two-headed monster in their backfield with Paulson and Starr. Those two guys play for about anybody in the country. And then they got a really nice quarterback as well. So, you know, they defensively, we just got to figure out how to stop, especially their running game. Their running game is really, really good. You know, if we get beat by the pass, I guess that happens. We're going to have to figure out how to stop Starr and Paulson. And then offensively, like I say, we've got to continue to find that balance and find what works best for us. We can't be predictable. Sometimes I get into the habit of run, run, pass, and that gets to be too predictable. So I got to find better play calls to get us in position to be successful.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us this week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday night.
Well, thank you, and thank you for covering 8-Man Football.
That's head coach Luke Connell joining us on our pregame show.